this time, however, without any allusion to his Japanese collaborators. My first three chapters were then already in the printer's hands, so that the criticisms of Captain Calthrop therein contained must be understood as referring to his earlier edition. This is, on the whole, an improvement on the other, though there still remains much that cannot pass muster. Some of the grosser blunders have been rectified and lacunae filled up, but, on the other hand, a certain number of new mistakes appear. The very first sentence of the introduction is startlingly inaccurate, and later on, while mention is made of an army of Japanese commentators on Sun Tzu, who are these, by the way? Not a word is vouchsafed about the Chinese commentators, who, nevertheless, I venture to assert, form a much more numerous and infinitely more important army. From the mass of native commentary, my aim has been to extract the cream only, adding the Chinese text here and there when it seemed to present points of literary interest, though constituting in itself an important branch of Chinese literature, very little commentary of this kind has hitherto been made directly accessible by translation. I may say in conclusion that, owing to the printing off of my sheets as they were completed, the work has not had the benefit of a final revision. On a review of the whole, without modifying...